Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is Infowars, American Journal, band.video. Also setting viewership records day after day on X. So however you're finding us, whether it's on the radio, Infowars.com/show, band.video, streaming us on Rumble, streaming us on X, however you're finding us, thank you for being here. And if you're new to Infowars, I'm going to try to fulfill our role here and not just talk about some of the more scandalous and absurd stories happening around America, but try to explain something that is just the bare minimum necessary to understand the world around you. And it's that things don't just happen. They happen for a reason. They happen on purpose. The things going on around you are not just developing naturally like the dew on the lawn in the morning. It's not just the wind blowing this way and that way with no one controlled. By the way, they control the weather too. So this isn't even a really good, analogy, but the point is things like 20,000 Haitian migrants getting dropped into a small town is not for the benefit of the small town. And it's not because there's just nothing we can do and they just popped up one day and now we have to take care of them like a baby dropped at our doorstep. No, they were imported. They were brought here. We are paying billions upon billions of dollars to a vast network of NGOs, government-sponsored programs, church groups, just Jewish groups, just tons of groups all working hand-in-hand, making money hand over fist to bring in millions upon millions of people, specifically because they are incompatible with the West, because they cause strife and disruption and chaos that can then be taken advantage of by evil people in power, and also because it contributes to the desired genocide of white people, as we white people represent resistance. We represent resistance and a challenge to authority, as in the entire millennia-long, multi-millennia-long history of the development of civilization, no civilization has ever been built with the freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, individuality that is incumbent in the West and especially here in America. That's a problem to sick, despotic tyrants who want to control everybody through fear. So they're trying to get rid of us. It's pretty obvious. And one of the things that has become a flashpoint in the media is the Haitian invasion of Springfield, Ohio, but this comes shortly after the Venezuelan invasion of Aurora, Colorado. All of these crises are happening simultaneously, not one after another, but all at the same time, because they're all part of a singular global program. We'll tie it into Europe as well, since Europe and America are the only places this is really happening, other than, of course, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and anywhere else where white people gather in a majority population. So let's take a look at the rumors, the speculation, the unproven claims about Haitians eating pets, eating cats. I mean, there's more evidence for this than you could ever need for anything. It is just absurdly obvious that it is actually happening. And the only thing that the Democrats have to claim this isn't happening is that the city manager says there aren't any credible reports about specific incidents of house pets being stolen by Haitians. So because the city manager, whoever the hell that is, says that this one particular instance isn't on official record, therefore none of it's happening, this is absurd. But you should also ask the question, why are they so desperate to convince you it's not happening? Either it is happening, and in which case you should probably be concerned about it because it's, well, Haitians eating cats, and that's crazy. Or it's not happening, In which case, for one thing, there wouldn't be 10,000 people all saying it's happening and pointing out how it is occurring with their own eyes and telling story after story about them witnessing it themselves. But if it wasn't happening, then, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. And it just doesn't even make sense. Like, what do people think is happening? People think that just one day somebody was like, I know what I'm going to do. I hate black people, so I'm going to come up with this nonsense story. I'm just going to make something up. How about, I'll say Haitians are eating cats and just like puts that out there and everybody else just falls for it. These things are actually happening. These things don't just crop up from nowhere. There's not some dude who's racist against Venezuelans that just imagined Trinidad Aragua is taking over apartment buildings and decided to spread that rumor and everybody else just got caught up in it. We talk about these things because there's evidence for these things, because these things are actually happening, and they're desperate to convince you that they're not happening because they want them to continue happening. It's really not that complicated. They're invading and destroying our country, and they want you silent, complicit, or ignorant while they do it. Let's go now to some videos. We'll go first to clip number 11. Here's a Haitian American slamming those who are dismissing the reports coming out of Springfield, Ohio.
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s as a teenager. And I want to talk about these recent comments about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. First, I want to say my father and I are now estranged, but I did know him in my very, very young years. And when he immigrated, he was one person, and they weren't sending, you know, thousands of Haitians in one area. He wasn't eating people's pets, and he didn't practice voodoo. But he did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for two reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You can't just go to a food bank like you can here, or just go to McDonald's and get some free or cheap food. Unless, of course, there's a Christian missionary there. People in the United States have a really hard time imagining that type of thing, but it is true. Second, they do animal sacrifices for their religion, voodoo. They make these animal sacrifices to these gods for different reasons. You can do your own research on this. Do I think voodoo is a demonic religion? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean, obviously, that doesn't mean that you hate these people. These people need prayer. But you can't just take over all these people from another country and expect it to work. Not to mention, it doesn't fix the problems of that country. And there's more people left in Haiti that we can bring over. It's not racist to acknowledge that this is a problem. It's not racist to talk about these things that are happening. This is not just white Americans saying this is black Americans. You can look at the people in Springfield, Ohio, saying that this is happening. Y'all just want to joke about Trump and say that he's crazy for saying that this is happening instead of actually checking at all to see if this is happening. You want to make jokes about these things. Well, what if it were happening to you and your community? And no, it's beyond eating their pets, even though that is bad enough.
Yeah, they're doing voodoo rituals because a lot of them are devil worshipers. Let's go now to clip number 21. This American from the same island as the Ohio Haitian illegal immigrants. Let's watch.
Listen, I am not Haitian, but I am from the Caribbean. The Haitian immigrants are indeed eating animals. Let me tell you something about these people. Not only are they harvesting cats for food, but also for witchcraft purposes, voodoo purposes. Understand this. If you don't want to take my word for it, go out there. Meet a Haitian. Talk to them about it. This is not something they aren't proud of. It's their culture. They eat these animals, and they use the blood and bones of these animals for voodoo and witchcraft purposes. This is not a joke. The fact that they are here illegally, Kamala did say she gave them a temporary protection, over 100,000 of them. But here's the thing. For good luck purposes, they will harvest cats. They will use the blood.
Yeah, they're under, and that's Hail the King 23 on TikTok making this statement. They're under temporary protective services. You know, it's temporary until they become citizens. They're never going anywhere, folks. Temporary protective service, just like asylum, is a lie, a rhetorical lie they use to circumvent the laws of our country.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Can you talk about immigration issues? Honestly, there's more videos this than I could even play today. 30-minute compilation straight of Springfield residents just being like, yep, that house right over there, that's where they cook the cats. Someone else just being like, yeah, that lady had 50 cats. Now she only has five because they've all been eaten by the Haitians. 911 calls, police reports. One of the videos, the guy talks about the Haitians getting pulled over by police and being like, yeah, we're going to go eat these cats. And the police are like, have a good day. I mean, so you really have to ask, why are they covering this up? Because we can look at this story from Reuters, how Haitian immigrants fueled Springfield's growth. Oh, see, the Springfield, Ohioans, they should be happy. Their town is growing. The economy is so much better. The GDP is, you know, a few percentage points higher. So, sure, your sense of safety and your well-being and your, you know, the town from your youth is being utterly destroyed. Everything's getting worse. You're paying more for insurance. It's just a massive, unsustainable burden on the people of Ohio. But, you know, the numbers on the GDP are ticking up. So it's a good thing, actually. Actually, they spurred your growth. Now, we've talked about this ad nauseum. I don't want to go over it over and over again, but it's important to emphasize here. These people are brought over as globally sourced scab workers. They're brought in with government-funded subsidies by corporations who want to employ them at the bare minimum wage because their housing is funded. Their food is paid for by American taxpayer dollars. Their health insurance is paid for. Everything's paid for by us, given to them for free, so they can work at rock bottom wages and still come out on top because they're getting everything for free, unlike the American citizens who are desperately trying to keep things together. It's so patently unfair, so vicious and heartless to the people who actually live in these towns. It's hard to even describe. And even on the first day that we were talking about this, we showed stories that were talking about the sad decline of Springfield, Ohio, and how the industry had just moved away. The wind blew, and suddenly manufacturing was sent to China. Nobody's responsible for this. Nobody could have seen it coming. There's nothing anybody can do. Sorry, Springfield. You just have to be a desiccated husk of what you once were. The vibrancy and the prosperity and the jobs and the warehouses and the factories and industry and schools, that's all just going away now. And you just suck. Sorry. Everything sucks for you now. And it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong, but your life is terrible. Your town is destroyed. But don't worry. We're going to save it by sending 20,000 Haitian migrants and billions of dollars of federal money to get them jobs over you. And we've covered how the jobs the Haitians were getting in Springfield and other Ohio towns were never even advertised to the local populace, never available to the American citizen. No, the recruitment into jobs that are now available because of this springing up of investment and suddenly available money for Springfield, Ohio, is contingent on their hiring Haitians, and they're using the immigration system as an employment recruitment tool, recruiting people directly from the slums of Haiti into Ohio because their pay is subsidized by your tax dollars. And in this article, how the Haitian immigrants fueled Springfield's growth, which is like, yeah, okay, mushrooms fueled the growth of my garden. Right? Weeds fueled the growth of my rose garden. It's Springfield, Ohio is being racially cleansed is what's happening. Oh, they're fueling the growth. Yeah, okay. Great. Yeah, the Japanese fueled the growth of China during the invasion. Say there were more people there. They were producing more things because of the slave labor, but if all you care about is GDP, then everything else can fall to the side. The point is, everybody knows this is bad. Everybody knows how horrific this is. That's why they're so desperately trying to justify or cover it up. And it's the same thing sort of across the board, like every story you want to talk about. The reason they have to lie about it is because they cannot pretend like this is good. They cannot pretend like what people are experiencing and what's being reported is anything other than, in their words, quote, atrocious. It's absolutely atrocious. They talk about this arrival of 15,000 immigrants from Haiti over 3 years, how it's reshaped the city of 58,000, offering some promise of economic revival along with growing pains. It has unwittingly thrust Springfield into the middle of a national conversation about immigration, the economy, and race. About race, is that what it has to do with? Incredible. It does. It does have to do it. It's because they're specifically targeting majority white places. And again, wouldn't it be nice not to have to talk about this? Wouldn't it be nice for this not to be an issue? But when they're writing articles that are like, Maine is the whitest state in America, what are we going to do about that? Right? Tens of thousands of migrants head to New Hampshire because it's too white and must be diversified. So, I mean, they're not shy about why they're doing these things. But we're supposed to be labeled white supremacists for saying the same thing, but in a different tone. With Republican candidate Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance recirculating what local police and city officials say are false claims of crimes and atrocious acts being committed by Haitians. Oh, are they atrocious acts? Are they? So if this is happening, you're appalled by this, right? You think this is terrible? You think the people doing it are bad? Or do you like the atrocious acts? I mean, you don't call them atrocious if you like them, right? So you get that what's going on here is, in fact, abominable, horrible, vicious, disgusting. So you have to pretend it's not happening, even though it obviously is. They get how bad this is. They get how disgusting this stuff is. And it happens over and over, right? What happened when we talked about the vaccine passport 4 years ago? And everybody was appalled by this because they know intrinsically. They're like, oh my God, what? Are you saying that the government would restrict your ability to purchase food by making you get a medical intervention that you don't need? That's crazy until it happens. And they're like, yeah, you just scan your QR code right here. It's super cool. Everybody gets how bad this stuff is. Somehow they psychologically program Americans into ignoring it until it's no longer possible to ignore it, and then accepting it and telling you you're bad for speaking out against it. It's ridiculous. And in this article, they can't help but list the number of horrible outcomes that this has caused for everyone in Springfield. Maybe not the Haitians. I mean, hell, the Haitians aren't eating mud and living in filth anymore. They're living in Springfield, Ohio, so good for them, right? But they're doing it under false claims, false pretenses. They're doing it by stealing money, by making false claims and false pretenses, by claiming to be asylum seekers when they're not, when they've lived for years in other countries. But because there was an earthquake 3 years ago in Haiti, because Haiti doesn't have running water, because they have an average IQ of 75. I mean, my God, the only humanitarian response to what's happening in Haiti would be to conquer Haiti. That's the only thing. That's it. If they want running water, if they want to maintain just the bare minimum of civilization, they obviously can't handle it. For whatever reason, come up with what. Is it because they're devil worshipers? Is it because they practice voodoo? Is it because they're black? Is it because the ley lines happen to cross Haiti at an inconvenient angle? Who cares? They can't do it. It's a failed country. Utterly failed. There's a city of 300,000 people in Haiti. It has zero schools, no running water, no paved roads. Like, it has nothing. 300,000 people, no schools. That's America in the future. Unless we stop it right now. Unless we have, like, the intelligent, meritocratic, decent people, you know, actually in charge. But instead, we're just being invaded and replaced. In this Reuters article, where they're celebrating the beautiful bounty of diversity that is being brought unwillingly to Springfield, Ohio, enrollment in Medicaid and federal food assistance and welfare programs surged. So did rents and vehicle accidents, including a collision last year when a Haitian without a U.S. driver's license drove into a school bus, killing 11-year-old Aiden Clark and injuring 26 other children by somebody who, by the way, had been arrested and released at the border shortly before that. The number of affordable housing vouchers fell as landlords moved to market-based rents that were rising in the face of higher demand, a blow to existing residents relying on them. So everything's gotten worse for the locals. Nothing has gotten better. Their rent is higher. Their insurance is higher. Their cats are being eaten. Their cars are being crashed into. Their children are being killed. Person after person going up to the city council going, my husband and I have lived here for 45 years and we have to leave because we're being psychologically terrorized and we can't handle it anymore. Oh, but they have to accept it because the Haitians that are funded by their tax dollars are really enjoying it, and the corporations that are paying rock bottom prices for slave labor are really into it. And the Democrats who rely on the cross-border trade of sex slave children are insist that no ducks are being eaten. It's not about the ducks. It's not about the cats. It's about the deliberate destruction of America by the importation of an unlimited number of foreigners.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.